go.
Go tell that lone man our show is bad. Riley's wagon's been here, he's got everything I had. Riley's been here and he's got my furniture gone. Riley, he's a white man and he lives on 16th Street. And every Saturday evening, Mr. Riley, you would meet Riley. Told that old man driver, take down that rosewood bed. Riley's been here and he's got my furniture gone. Well, it makes no difference to the white man, just as white as the crystal snow. And you don't pay Mr. Riley, he'll take your furniture to show. Riley's been here and he's got my furniture gone. Told that old man driver, take down that rosewood bed. Riley's been here and he's got my furniture gone. Go tell that lone man, our show is bad. Riley's wagon's been here, he's got everything I had. Riley's been here.
If you want to go to D, you into that or not?
Yeah. I'll do it right now. Or...
Okay.
We're going to change our keys here real quick.
Don't you guys want to do a fiddle banjo thing today?
We can do that.
Anything you want to.
You do it right now?
Yeah, that sounds good. We're going to do something. This is one of our favorite parts of the show because Bradley and I don't have to do nothing. We get to drop. No, I'm joking. This is, we're going to let Frank and David play a banjo fiddle duet, and back in our part of the world, and this part of the world, and everybody's part of the world, before guitars and string basses showed up, this is what constituted a band, was a banjo and a fiddle, so we'll get out of the way and let it be like it used to be.
All right, everybody, going to tell you a little story while I try to get this banjo in tune. I can honestly say this thing's never been in tune. I've had it about 15 years. Made 3 recordings or more on it. With it, but it's a mess. We're gonna do one with just a fiddle and a banjo. Fiddle and a banjo. People everywhere around Indiana, I bet decades and decades ago, used to have square dances in their house. They'd take 2 rooms and they'd set a fiddle player and a banjo down in the doorway, and people could dance in 2 rooms. Sometime in the 1930s, my grandmother and grandfather on my mother's side split up back then. She moved back to her mother's house because my grandfather was having dances there at the house. And she didn't want any part of that or fiddle playing going on there at the house. He tried to convince her to get rid of the fleas in the house that have these dances. All the fleas would go home with the folks, but that didn't work out. So, gonna get David to play one now in the key of D. You wanna do the back step, Cindy?
Yeah.
Here's a little piece that's got too many beats in it. He plays it way too fast for me to keep up with, but it's called the back step, Cindy. I think the back step was some kind of a dance you do when you drink too much. You about there now? So David's tuning this fiddle to detuning right now is what we're doing. We're changing tunings because we get to specific open tunings when we're playing this stuff. ¶¶
we can do it.